Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the pre-match Company Series press conference with India captain Mr. Virat Kohli. In case you are joining it for the first time, please keep yourself on mute and your camera must be turned off. And do use the raise hand option or send the question on chat and do wait for your turn. Yes, Gopal Krishnan Vishwanath.
Yeah, can you hear me, Virat?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Yeah, Virat, happy to be in Sonat. Long time in Chennai, long time in Ahmedabad, and completely a new venue in Pune, venue in the sense also because India has not played a one day here in Pune for 15 years.
For 15 years?
Yeah, they not played a one day in Pune, India.
No, we've played against England, against West Indies, so we have played quite recently one day cricket here. But must be some confusion there. But it's good to be here in Pune. It's always been a venue that produces a good cricket wicket. There are a lot of runs on offer. Bowlers who bowl well can get wickets as well. So. Yeah, we're looking forward to a good contest and probably a very solid start in the one-day series as well.
Rasesh Mandani.
Virat, would Shikhar and Rohit be opening in this series? And are you looking at any sort of takeaways with an eye on the T20 World Cup in this series? Can one approach this format in that fashion? How do you look at it?
Yes, there are a couple of things that internally we have discussed that we want to keep an eye on. As far as the opening combination is concerned, yeah, Shikhar and Rohit will definitely start. When it comes to one day cricket, I don't think there's any issues or doubts over Rohit or Shikhar opening together. And they've been amazing for us in the past few years. So yes, we're going to start with that and other factors. It'll be interesting because there are a few younger players who are getting an opportunity in the one-day setup for the first time. So, I'm really keen to see how they go about executing their skills against a very, very strong England side.
Srinivas Rao from the Times of India.
Hi, Virat. What happens when you're faced with a format which suddenly lands up out of the blue, which is, in the present context of things, there's no relevance. As in, we are looking forward to a T20 World Cup again, then next year there's a T20 World Cup. And then you're eyeing a World Test Championship final, you've played some really hard test cricket. So what happens when a format completely lands out of the blue? Is that seen as a distraction? Like, how do you all see it?
Yeah, look, it's a difficult one. Scheduling is something that's not in our control. For us, international games, every game is important, every game has value, and it's an opportunity to represent your team, and for us that remains the sole focus. Yes, along the way, as I've said in the past many times, that scheduling and workload is something that everyone will have to be very aware of and keep an eye out for, especially in today's day and age where you just don't know where restrictions might come in, and you have to, even in future, might have to continue to play in bubbles. I think it's very important to consider how much cricket you're playing, and it's not just the physical side of things, but mental side of things as well. The players need to be spoken to and consulted with all around, and otherwise it's going to be a case of whoever can last through difficult times like this plays, if not, move away and someone else replaces that player. I don't think that's healthy for a cricket system and a cricket culture moving forward, which we definitely want to, make more stronger and stronger going into the future for India.
Rika Roy from NDTV and then Shamya from Cricinfo.
Hi, Virat. Good afternoon. Well, I'll just have to ask you a little more about the opening combination, given the way, you and Rohit played. There is this, talk in the cricket ecosystem whether you are sending out a message to the Indian selectors saying, look, this could be your long-term plan so far as white ball cricket is concerned.
Well, firstly, the combination that plays on the field, the selectors don't have any role to play in that, just how the management doesn't have any role in selection. Secondly, as Rohit mentioned, it was a strategic move, but yes, we did enjoy batting with each other. We did enjoy that partnership, and we saw the effects of us batting together and knowing that we have 20 overs to play, what it can do to an opposition. So it's not a guarantee that this is going to be continued in future. But as I said, I'm going to open in the IPL to keep all options open. I need to. I batted at 4. I batted at 3. Now I want to go back into, you know, understanding my role as an opener as well, which I've done successfully in the past in T20 cricket, so that I provide an option to open up a slot for someone like Surya, who's playing the way he is at the moment. And if he can continue like that, then, you know, I should be ready to play any kind of role that the team requires me to. So yeah, that's all that is to it right now, and we will have a conversation about this closer to the World Cup when we get there. Right now we have ODI cricket and then IPL to follow, so it'll be interesting to see how I go about things as an opener in the IPL also first, and then this conversation can be resumed later.
Shamya. Shamya, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, hi Virat. Umpire's call. Recently, MCC Cricket Committee sort of debated on it. There was a report sent to the ICC as well, whether umpire's call should be removed while retaining the hitting zone element. Now, if it is removed, then teams should lose an unsuccessful review and so on and so forth. The decision is the ICC Cricket Committee's to make. You're someone who thinks about these things, and you've spoken about them as well in the past. Where do you stand on this? What are your thoughts on the matter?
Look, I've played a long time when there was no DRS, right? If the umpire made a decision, whether the batsman liked it or not, it stayed like that. Vice versa, if the umpire gave it not out and it was out, it stayed like that. Whether it was marginal or not. According to me, umpire's call right now is creating a lot of confusion. When you get bowled as a batsman, you don't expect the ball to hit more than 50% into the stumps to consider yourself bowled. So when the ball is being shown as clipping the stumps, the bails are going to fall. So from a basic cricket common sense, I don't think that there should be any debates on that. If the ball is clipping the stumps, it should be out. Whether you like it or not, you lose the review. And that's how simple the game has to be. If it hits the stumps or it misses the stumps, it doesn't matter how much it's hitting and those kind of things, because it's creating a lot of confusion, as you've mentioned already. And you know, the one more factor that needs to be considered is that, you know, how the fielding team responds to a dismissal that's claimed is also somewhere, you know, defining soft signals as well, which is, again, you have to question you know, what the spirit of the game is and what those guidelines are. Because if things like that happen with the Indian cricket team overseas, then you're talking about a totally different conversation of spirit of the game and so on and so forth. So yeah, look, it is a serious thing that needs to be considered, because there's a lot at stake in the future. They're big tournaments and you don't want some grey area factors in the game which leave you with no clarity to be the defining factors of those big tournaments and big games.
We'll be taking three more questions. Ali Martin from The Guardian.
Hi Vera, you know Moeen Ali well from your time at RCB together, and you have a strong relationship. Have you been surprised to see him fly home from the test matches to rest, but then come back and not play at all in the T20 series?
Well, look, I won't judge anything like that. Knowing Moeen, you know, he's someone that would have... I don't know what the rotation policy says, but and I'm not sure whether, you know, he was spoken to or, as I said, the dynamics of the rotation policy. He would have been a very strong addition for sure in the test matches, looking at how the pitch assisted the spinners, and also in the T20 competition with him bringing in a bit more balance and adding an extra spinning option. But outside of that, I honestly have no idea what the internal conversations were, and to be honest, it's not something for me to review or worry about at all.
Shamik Chakravarti from the Indian Express.
Hi Virat. Virat, given the recent COVID strike in Maharashtra, at the back of your mind, is there any uneasiness in the team as regards to playing these three matches in Pune?
There have been cases outside of the bubble in all the places that we've been at. Look, whether there are few cases or a lot of cases, in today's times you have to be very, very aware and very, very particular about, you know, the precautions that you need to take. And that's the only thing that's in our control. And we are continuing to do that. We have been successful in two cities, and I'm pretty sure with our medical setup and the way the bubble is created, we will have a successful leg in Pune as well, and then carry it forward into the IPL also, because the players understand how much is at stake. The medical professionals understand. The hotel people have been brilliant. We have not felt unsafe inside the hotels or inside our bubbles at all. So I think they've all done a tremendous job, and it's upon everyone to be responsible to be able to continue the successful execution of these parameters.
Yeah. Final one, Sunil, then Lele.
Virat, itna cricket khelne ke baad ye form out of form, ye aap kaise sambhalte ho? Kyunki kai baar aise runs hote hain ki ballebaz aaram se kar jata hai, kai baar matha patka to bhi 10 run nahi hote. To KL Rahul jaise classy player ke liye agar hum dekhe, तो इसको आप कैसे संभालेंगे, क्या कहोगे, फॉर्म में रखना कैसा होता है और फॉर्म आउट ऑफ फॉर्म से बाहर आना आपके लिए कैसा होता है?
सर, फॉर्म और आउट ऑफ फॉर्म की एक ही चीज मेरे जहन में आती है, ये वही गाना है, कुछ तो लोग कहेंगे, लोगों का काम है कहना, छोड़ो बेकार की बातों में, कहीं बीत ना जाए रहना. तो जितना मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि बहुत इम्पेशेंस है क्रिकेट सेटअप के बाहर, लोगों के अपने पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू होते हैं, लोगों के अपने आइडियाज़ चल रहे होते हैं कि प्लेयर के दिमाग में क्या चल रहा होगा, तो और वो जजमेंट बन जाती है, और लोगों को बहुत शौक हो गया है क्रिटिसिज्म सुनने का रेगुलरली, तो कोई प्लेयर नीचे होगा तो बहुत मज़ा आता है लोगों को उसको और नीचे गिराने में. बट टीम के अंदर हमको समझ आता है कि लोगों को कैसे मैनेज करना है. जो प्लेयर इंडिविजुअली थोड़े मुश्किल फेज से गुजर रहा हो, ऐसा नहीं है कि आप क्रिकेट खेलना भूल जाते हैं, बस मेंटल क्लैरिटी थोड़ी कम हो जाती है उस समय पे. और उसी समय में अगर आपको ये भी पता है कि दुनिया में क्या बात हो रही है, आपको बोला जा रहा है आप आउट ऑफ फॉर्म हैं, तो वो एक और एक्सटर्नल फैक्टर आप अपने सिस्टम में डाल रहे हैं. क्रिकेट सिंपल गेम है, आपको बॉल को देखना है, रिएक्ट करना है, बॉल को मारना है, और एक एक मोमेंट में खेलने वाला गेम है. और ये सब बाहर की बातें मेरे लिए, टू बी वेरी ऑनेस्ट, एकदम फालतू बातें. मतलब फ्रॉम द फर्स्ट डे ऑफ माई करियर टू द लास्ट डे ऑफ माई करियर, ये सब बाहर की बातें मेरे लिए हमेशा और हमेशा फालतू बातें रहेंगी. कौन किस वजह से बोलता है किसी प्लेयर के बारे में, उसके पीछे क्या मोटिव है, क्या उसका सोच चल रही है, वो किस वजह से बोल रहा है, किसका माहौल बनाया जा रहा है, ये सब चीज़ें बाहर ही रहे तो ज़्यादा बेटर है. टीम के अंदर ना तो हम आने देते हैं और ना फ्यूचर में भी आने देंगे. हम अपने प्लेयर्स को बैक करेंगे और कोशिश करेंगे कि उनको एक अच्छे मेंटल स्पेस में रखें.
थैंक यू कैप्टन.